Welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. Formerly known as Life in Business, this show is still the same honest advice and practical support that you've come to expect, just with a name that fits even better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your no-nonsense guide to making business feel lighter, clearer, and more doable. Each week, I'll help you untangle what's in your head, get clear on what matters, and move forward without burning out or starting from scratch. Here's this week's episode. If your offers are confusing you, they are definitely confusing your audience, and confused people do not buy. Welcome to another episode of the Unstuck podcast with me, your host, Libby Langley. So, how to simplify your offers and how to make them so that they actually sell, because this is the point of being in business, right? We don't do it for the good of our healths. We do it because we want to support people, but we also want to make money, right? There's nothing wrong with that. So if you're feeling confused by the offers that you've got out there, let's think of some ways that you can simplify it and make it all much more straightforward so that ultimately your business grows and you sell more things. So, okay. I think the real reason that we complicate our offers is a lot of it's down to fear, right? A lot of it's down to fear. A lot of it's down to imposter syndrome. A lot of it is down to trying to please everyone. And if you try and please everyone, you end up pleasing no one, because how can 10 different problems be solved by one product or service? I mean, there's nuances, right, of every problem that we all solve, of course. But if they are completely different things, so I mean, you know, like I've been in business for over 13 years, 14 years this year. And in that time, I've had many iterations of my business. And so I can support you with social media, with visibility, with content creation, content writing, finances in your business, creating your product or services, you know, and if I did, plus a myriad of other things, but if I did all of those as standalone products or services, it would be really quite difficult to kind of know what I did. And sure, I do help my clients with all of those things. And through this podcast, through this content, I do help with all those things. But it's all under the same banner, right? Under the same area of helping you when you're feeling stuck in your business. And what that thing is, we kind of find out on stage two, you know? So it's about having your one offer that people know that they can get the support that they need, rather than 10 different offers that doesn't necessarily help at all. And if you are feeling this kind of fear or imposter syndrome, or that you want to help everybody, stop and think about how that might look in your business, or how that might feel, or how you think that that is actually impacting what you're doing. And as well, something else to think about is, do you feel that you need to prove that you know everything and you can help everyone? And this is kind of quite an interesting one, particularly for me to talk about, because as a neurodivergent person, as a I'm autistic ADHD, and so one of the traits there, the gorgeous traits that we have, is particularly with autism, is kind of feeling like we need to prove who we are and what we've done and what we can do and what we know, right? And that's a lot of stuff, but it doesn't mean that you need to do it by creating 11 billion different products or services. Because if you do that, yes, you can have a portfolio business, and yes, you can create lots of different offers if you want to. But unless you have an established business, that's actually just going to be really, really hard. Because what do you talk about? You know, do you talk about email marketing? Do you talk about content creation? Do you talk about business finances? Do you talk what do you profitability? What do you talk about? Right? What do you kind of get known for? So having some simple, like umbrella product or service will actually make stuff much easier. But what will make stuff even easier than that, if you speak to the problem that you solve, right? Because the solution could be lots of different things. And if you have lots of different skills in your armory, then sure, but that's not what you lead on, right? That's not what you have to promote and what you have to sell to people. And I think that this, you know, trying to please everyone, it's a really tough one. And it's particularly common amongst women in business. I think because by nature and by nurture, and by society, we women are the caregivers. We are the ones who remember 100 different things all the time without any prompting. We are the ones who kind of do the house admin, the life admin, and we just know where things are. And this is a generalization, right? But it is often the case. And so we are used to doing lots of things and pleasing lots of people. But when that's carried through into business, and I've done episodes before on people pleasing and boundaries and that kind of stuff, so do please look for those. But when we are trying to please everyone, it's often to the detriment of the business, because it just makes it really, really difficult for people to know what to buy from us, to know what we do. And so if you're finding that you're adding more and more things into your offering, but the sales are hard, it could simply be a case of you having too many offers, right? And if you have one thing and you get known for it, people buy it or they don't. It's much, much easier than, oh, well, there's this thing, there's this short thing for £27. And then there's this version that's £199. And then, oh, I can have this for £350 or that for £1,000. Or then there's one for £2,500, and then there's one for £5,000, and then there's one for £10,000. I don't know what I need, because they all sound, you know, it's too much, right? So people end up not buying. Definitely confused people don't buy. So by trying to please everybody, you're actually making it harder, and you're creating a ton more work for yourself, because the more things you have, the more infrastructure you need around them, the more back-end stuff you need, the more sales pages you need, you know, just all this stuff, right? It's a lot. And we don't want a lot. We want simplicity and ease and focus and time off to do the things that aren't work. That's what we want. So why does simplicity sell? Well, it's clearer for people to understand. It's clearer for you to undertake, to know what you're doing with it, to market, to talk about. It doesn't matter where people find you, you will be talking about the same thing, right? So if you listen to my podcast, you'll get the same message as if you watch my videos on YouTube, if you read my social media posts, if you get my emails. You'll get the same message everywhere, right? And it takes a long time for people to remember this stuff, you know, so repetition is really, really important. But once they do, and once you get known for, like my program, my group coaching space is called Confidence to Grow, and I talk about it all the time, all over the place. So the more you are engaged in my world, the more we're kind of connected with each other, the more you'll go, oh, yeah, Libby, she has this program, Confidence to Grow, for solo business owners, right? You'll get to know that. And that's one reason that simplicity really, really sells, is because there's no ambiguity. And it's really confident as well. If you have one thing that you're so certain of, that it's your one thing, then boom, that says a lot about you and a lot about the purpose and focus that you have in your business and the ways that you know you can help people, right? And that's really, really something. And that, it speaks volumes to your confidence in your own ability, which is something that people do buy into, right? And therefore buy from. And if you have a single strong offer, it often outperforms 5-10 messy ones, messy smaller ones. It really does, because of this. I'm talking about it again. Yes, I'm talking about it again. Oh, and I'm talking about it again. And oh, you've got that problem. Well, maybe this is what you need. Yes, I've mentioned it before and I'm going to mention it again. And so it does help you get known for that. And clients or potential clients that you have, they need to know what they're buying and why. And so the more you stick to this same message, just people can go, yeah or nope. And part of this is self-selecting in and self-selecting out, right? Because there will always be people who don't want to buy from you. There'll be always be people who don't want to buy from any of us. And that's cool too, right? So how do you assess your current offers? Well, here's a little exercise I would like you to do. Think about what's selling well. And if you've got 10 offers, which one of those sells the most, right? If you've got 5 offers, which sells the most? And if you do already only have one, does it sell or does it not sell? Because that's kind of a different issue, right? If you only have one and it doesn't sell well, that might be a marketing message. It could be that you never talk about it. Nobody knows about it. Could be lots of things, right? But today, really, we're focusing on this simplifying your offers, right? There's too much. So what's selling well? What is working right now? And you need to be really strict and analytical about this, right? Because if you've got something that is selling, you sell one a week, but it makes you, I don't know, 10% profit margin, and you've got another one that sells once a month, but it has a 90% profit margin, you're probably better off focusing on the latter, depending on the price point, right? So there's a number of different things to measure there. What's selling and what's not selling? Or what are you getting inquiries for, but then don't sell? Because you can look at that too. What drains you and what lights you up, right? Those are also things to factor in. You might have something that sells really, really well, but honestly, you hate it. And in which case, yeah, that's something to look at. And what's aligned with your business, but you actually really want to run it and you do like it? And what makes you the most profit? Because this is a factor too. Because if something makes you more profit, it's probably less time, less energy, less effort involved in it than something that's like really intense. And you want things to be as effortless. And I say that in inverted commas because nothing is ever effort-free, right? Or effortless, but less effort is what you kind of want to aim for, right? So most profitable, what sells the best, what do you love and what drains you? They're the things to look at. And you can do this really data-driven assessment. And it will be interesting to see what comes up for you there and what you come out with. You might come out with 2 or 3 things. That's fine. You might think, oh, God, no, they're all awful. Then fine too. But without doing some sort of analysis, you're never going to know. And you need to know as the business owner, as the CEO, you know, of a company of one is still a CEO, right? You need to know this information. And some of it is data-driven in that it's numbers, statistics, and some of it is data-driven on emotion and how you feel. And both are equally valid, right? They dovetail together in terms of how you run your business. So if you've done that exercise and you think, oh, yeah, I want to get rid of this, then because of reasons X, Y, Z, then do so. Okay, it does not mean failure. It does not speak of failure in the slightest. What it means is that you're focused on how you want to run your business going forward. And you get to choose, right? That's the real beauty of having your own business, is that you get to choose. You get to decide. It's all absolutely whatever you want it to be. And you might also see some patterns that come up where you can perhaps, you know, bundle some things together or fold one service into another or add it as a freebie or an upgrade or something, right? It can be simplified. But what the best kind of simplification you're going to get on this is like, I talk about one thing. I help with this. I help with this. I help with this. Not and that and that and that and that and that, but I help with this. I help with this. I help with this. Yeah. And that's a really simple and maximum headspace way to run your business. It's just going to make everything so much easier for you. So if you want to reposition your, you know, what comes out, what's come out as your kind of core offer here, if you want to reposition this so that it's really clear and it's really compelling for people, then do speak to the transformation that you offer. So what I do is I help solo business owners to feel unstuck so that they can move forward in their business and create the business and life that they dream of. Pretty simple, right? And it's very much transformation based, because how that happens is different for everybody. Yes, everybody comes into my Confidence to Grow coaching space. That's how you get to work with me. But when you're in there and we're working together, your journey can look completely different to someone else's. And it might be that we look in real intense detail at your offers. It might be that we look in real intense detail at your finances. It might be that we look in real intense detail at your marketing. It might be that we look in real intense detail at your messaging or your infrastructure behind the scenes, or you know, so many things. But they're the tools, right? That's the delivery function. That's what I provide as a seasoned coach. But you're not going to buy that necessarily. You're going to buy, do you know what? I want to feel better. I don't want to be stuck anymore. I just want business to feel easy. And I want to enjoy what I'm doing. That's what you want. That's what you're going to buy. So what you will do after having done the kind of data analysis of what's selling, what's draining you, what works, what doesn't, what you like, what you don't, and then to scrap some things or to fold others in together, then you can say, oh, right, so I help with this. This is my transformation. And it's the kind of thing that ChatGPT is really helpful for, right? You can kind of go through this thought process and get your answers. And it will, if you kind of put all your thoughts in as you go through, it, you can say to it, so what's the transformation that I deliver for people? And it will come up with some ideas for you, and you'll be able to say, yep, yeah, no, and move your thought process forward from there. It's really good for kind of getting some, structure on the messy thoughts that we all have, right? It's really, really helpful for that. And definitely, if you're going to reposition your core offer, because we're going to get you down to, you know, one core thing that you're really, really specialist in, you're the expert in that. Oh my God, you need to talk to her. She's just brilliant at helping with one thing. Then you'll be able to reposition this core offer so that it's clear, so that it's compelling, so that it speaks to the transformation, not the tools, the tactics, the features. You know, that's, people don't really care what that is. They, you know, it's funny when you think about cars, right? Often a thing in cars is 0 to 60 in whatever. And it's like, ooh, so I can drive fast really quickly with that. Not, it's got four wheels, it's got a steering wheel. You know, all this stuff is kind of assumed. So things like that don't matter. It's literally how quickly it's going to get you from A to B that is often one of the features, right? And if you as well, when you're repositioning this offer, if you speak to the transformation, not the features, and if you speak directly to their kind of edge of the cliff moment, you know? So for me, that is, I'm so fed up feeling like I'm stuck, like I'm overwhelmed, like I wake up in the middle of the night and I don't know what I'm doing anymore and it's all got too complicated and I thought it was going to be easier than this and I am done, man. You know, that's the tipping point for people who come and work with me. They've reached their limit. Might also be perimenopausal and there might be a lot of rage behind that too, right? But that's the kind of edge of the cliff moment. So what's your moment like that for the people who come to you? Yeah, that's what you need to speak to. That's what you need to talk about. Okay. Well, what else happens when your offer becomes really clear? Well, let me tell you, you will notice some real tangible differences. You will feel like your business is easier. You'll be like, well, I now have lots of free time. I don't really know what to do with myself, which is beautiful, right? You will have more confidence because you're talking about the same thing over and over and over again. And you know that you can help people with this. You know this transformation that you provide is genuine because you've done it with all these people. You have this evidence, right? And the more you focus on one thing and you help people with it, the more confident that you get. Yeah. I mean, there are always times for all of us, no matter how long you've been in business, where you just think, oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the inner confidence. This is what I help people with, you know, this kind of quiet inner confidence that you absolutely know you have real conviction, true conviction that what you're doing is the right thing and you can really help people with it. Right. That is the absolute golden nugget there. That's the stage to get to in business. And one of the ways of doing that is simplifying your offers so that people buy them, so that people know what they are and know why they need them and why, and also how they can buy them, right? That's got to be straightforward. But other things that will happen is that your marketing will become better. You'll enjoy it more. You will have better conversations. You'll have more interesting conversations with people. And guess what? You'll make more money too. And I, you know, business, it's funny talking about money in business because I talk about money a lot. I talk about profitability a lot and pricing your products and services accordingly. But it's not, I'm not a money-driven person. Don't get me wrong. I love having it and I love spending it. But to me, the real priority and the real drive with me in my business is that I am enjoying it. And if I am happy and I'm enjoying it, it means that more people are engaging with me because they understand more clearly what I can support them with. It means that I'm getting more opportunities, like to keynote speaking opportunities, podcast guesting, this kind of stuff. And it means that I'm making more money. But the money is essential, but the money isn't the core driver, right? Knowing that I've helped more people is much more of a driver for me than the cash in the bank. Because the cash in the bank, you know, you can do all sorts of business models, right? Just churn stuff. But there's not necessarily any enjoyment in that. And so that's really, really important, right? So this is how you kind of make all these decisions. All of these things need to be thrown into the melting pot of data analysis for you to come out with what's ideal for you. So for the next 90 days, right, what's the one thing that you could focus on? If you do the exercise that I've talked about in here, earlier on in this episode, and you know what's selling well, what makes the most profit. And that's different to making the most money, right? The profit is what matters. The turnover might be less, but if the profit's more, then that's your winner. What drains you and what do you really love? What really lights you up? So if you've done that exercise and you focused on this thing that comes out at the end of it, or this bundle of other previously separate things, but if you could focus on that thing for the next 90 days, what would it be? I would love it if you told me that. If you just share that with me, it would be really super. Because then once you've said it out loud and once you've said it to someone and you've committed to it, actually, it makes it much easier to focus on it. And maybe you'll have a post-it note up above your desks saying, this is what I focus on. This is what I focus on. Actually, I have something in front of me that says, what can I do today to grow and serve my audience? And that's a real focus for me. And it's a reminder to talk about the thing that I help with. How can I transform more people's lives? How can I get as many people unstuck as possible? Oh, I can share some useful and interesting stuff. Yeah. So this is how it works. And it just becomes easier and easier and easier and easier, which is why I say try focusing on this for 90 days. Because, you know, a week ain't going to make no difference, right? And there's school holidays and one day it rains or it's sunny, so you're outside and it's easy to lose momentum. But 90 days allows you to get into the proper habit and routine of this. And it allows people to pick up on that messaging. Because remember that on social media, only, I don't know, 2% see the content that you share. So you've got to keep saying, keep saying, keep saying, keep saying. And your email's the same. If you get a 50% open rate, then, you know, that's pretty decent. But if you get a 50% open rate, that means 50% of the people haven't seen stuff. So you again, and you might only email once a week. So you've got to keep saying the thing, keep saying the thing, keep saying the thing. And gradually it all sinks in. And then in 90 days time, you'll be like, huh, well, look at my business. That's been transformed all thanks to that one episode of the Unstuck podcast with Libby Langley that I listened to. So I thank you. But it will help. It will help. And so I guess my closing statement to you is that your business does not need more offers. It absolutely does not need more offers. It needs one really great one that feels easy to sell, easy to deliver, and that lights you up, right? That's where you start. And that's what's going to make the big difference. And that's what's going to transform your business. And that's what's going to just turn everything around, right? It's going to really make a difference to you. So I look forward to hearing from you and seeing what's changed and seeing what you've come up with. So yeah, thank you very much. I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @Libby Langley. See you next week.